This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the ways to make this nation even greater is to promote communication and connection among its people. And not just across political lines, but across all those lines of distance that turn up when you become more of a dominator and less of a illuminator. What's the difference? Well, that's one of the provocative questions that is posed by David Brooks in his change of pace, and it is a new book, which is called How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. It's a book not about politics, not about world affairs, but it has a great impact on politics and world affairs because it's about relationships and how to maintain them. David Brooks, of course, is a formerly number one New York Times bestselling author. He is a regular columnist at the New York Times. And David, you've been working on this book for 4 years. And what do you think has happened with our abilities to actually communicate with each other and to avoid some of the traps you write about in your book? What's happened during those 4 years that you've been doing this work?
Well, it's not good. I mean, our politics has grown savage over the last week. Our world has grown a little more barbaric the last couple of weeks. And there's some sort of social and emotional breakdown, especially in American society. We are, as you say on every show, God's greatest country. But, you know, there are some just sad statistics of the number of people who say they have no close personal friends has gone up by 4 times. The number, 54% of Americans say that no one knows them well. You know, the number of suicides has gone up by 30% this century. The number of depression, mental health. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Some of them have to do with social media and all that. But one of them is we just don't treat each other well. And we don't, and that's because we're not open-hearted toward each other, but it's also because we just don't have the skills. You know, building a relationship in politics or in anything else revolves around performing certain skills well, being a really great conversationalist, knowing how to disagree well, knowing how to break up with someone without destroying their heart, knowing something as simple as how to end a conversation gracefully. And we don't have these skills. And so the book is really an attempt to walk people through the process of how do you really come to understand another person and how do you make them feel seen, heard, and understood.
I mean, you say in a piece that's taken from your book, you say that you wanted to learn these skills for reasons of national survival. We evolved to live with small bands of people like ourselves. Now we live in a wonderfully diverse society. But our social skills are inadequate for the divisions that exist. We live in a brutalizing time. And then you talk about a brutalizing difference, a difference between illuminators who have a persistent curiosity about other people and diminishers who are so into themselves they make others feel insignificant. What's an example of how a diminisher would approach a conversation or an interaction dramatically differently from an illuminator?
Yeah, so diminishers are, they stereotype and they label. They're not really curious about you. I think that's the main reason. The reason a lot of people don't really understand the people around them is because they're not curious. They're too egocentric and self-centered to really ask. And I found myself, I don't know if this happens to you, sometimes I'll leave a party and I'll think, you know, that whole time, nobody asked me a question. And I've come to conclude that only about 30% of people are question askers. The rest might be perfectly nice, but they're just not that curious, so they don't ask you questions about yourself. An illuminator, on the other hand, is someone who is curious about people and really wants to get inside their head and sort of appreciate, at least taste their point of view, even if they don't agree. So there was a place called Bell Labs, this legendary research facility, And some of the researchers there were super innovative, and they wanted to know, why are some researchers so much more creative than others, get more patents and make more discoveries? And it wasn't IQ, and it wasn't what school they'd gone to. It was the ones who were really creative were in the habit of having breakfast or lunch with an electrical engineer named Harry Nyquist. And he would get inside their heads, and he'd talk through their problems, and he'd help them walk through toward solutions. So Harry Nyquist is an illuminator, somebody who just, like, accompanies you and makes you feel smarter and makes you smarter.
Well, in your book, which is called How to Know a Person, you have some handy hints, one of which I really do intend to employ because it's so sensible and smart. You suggest that one of the great ways to show that you're genuinely interested in someone you're talking with, is to ask them, where did you grow up? Where are you from? That demonstrates that you're at least concerned, interested, intrigued by the person across from you who you're looking into their eyes.
Yeah, people are too shy about asking about other people's childhoods, but I found people love to talk about their childhood, and you learn a lot from someone. I have a friend who his big job is he's good at hiring people, and so he's just phenomenal at it. And he has a method called the Take Me Back method, which is take me back to high school. Who were you in high school, and how has that changed? And you can get a much deeper view into somebody. The other thing I've learned to do is try to make all my conversations storytelling conversations. So I no longer ask, what do you think about this? I ask, how'd you come to believe that? And that way you're asking somebody to tell you a story about some experience they had or some person who shaped their values. And then I collected a bunch of conversational tips in the book, and some of them are like, treat attention as an on-off switch, not a dimmer. It's going to be 100% or 0%. Another is don't be a topper. If you tell me you're having trouble with your teenage kid, and then I say, oh, I know exactly what you mean, I'm having trouble with my Tommy, it sounds like I'm trying to relate because we both have the same problem. But really what I'm doing is I'm switching the subject of the conversation from you and onto me. And so it's sort of self-centered. Another one, for example, is find the disagreement beneath the disagreement. If we're arguing about something about tax policy or even Middle East policy, there's probably some philosophical reason we see the world differently. So instead of just fighting, we can say, well, what's the real base foundation of our disagreement? One other that I've found helpful is keep the gem statement in the center. And so if my brother and I are disagreeing about our dad's health care, there's one thing we agree on, that we both want what's best for our dad. And so if we can keep coming back to that truth, that gem statement, then we'll save the relationship in the middle of a disagreement.
So, David, I have to ask you, who were you in high school?
We'd known each other for a long time, but I was somewhat nerdy guy. I remember I wanted to date, writing was at the center of my life. I wanted to date this woman named Bernice, and she didn't want to date me. And she wanted to date some other guy, and I remember thinking, what is she thinking? I write way better than that guy. And so that's who I was in high school. I was a guy who was like obsessed with writing.
Whatever happened to Bernice?
She went on to become a prominent feminist, actually. I got an email from her recently. There was also a time in high school, I'm reminded, when I really felt seen. When I go around and ask people, tell me about a time you really felt seen, somebody really got you. And often people mention teachers. That some teacher saw potential in me that I didn't even see myself, and that person really changed my life. And when you really can see talent in somebody, you're making them blossom. And I had a sort of opposite experience. I was being a smart aleck in high school in 11th grade English, and my teacher, Mrs. Doucette, in front of the whole class said, David, you're trying to get by on glibness. Stop it. On the one hand, I was sort of humiliated in front of the whole class. On the other hand, I thought, wow, she really knows me. So you remember those moments when somebody, even if they're pointing out something you really need to work on, it's just an honor when somebody's perceptive about you.
Well, let's be perceptive. Coming right back with David Brooks of the New York Times, applying some of these ideas and values to the presidential campaign and the attempt to replace Joe Biden as the head of the Democratic ticket. We'll be right back with David Brooks coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
I listen to you every single day.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, people get to read the commentary of David Brooks all the time in the New York Times. And whether you agree with it regularly or disagree with it regularly, there are aspects of his brand new book, How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. There are aspects of this book that will give you aha moments where you'll say, oh, you know, he's right, and I wish I had thought of that. You can take a look at the some of the wisdom from the book. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, and information on how you can get a copy of David's most recent book, How to Know a Person. One of the people that you do know is President Biden, and you know him because years ago, when he was still a U.S. senator, of course, that covers a whole era, but you were doing a book about the senators whose offices happened to be on the second floor of the Russell office building, and that included Joe Biden. And that experience and your acquaintance with Joe Biden over the years led to a major column in the New York Times that came out at the beginning of this month. And it was under the heading, Can We Talk About Joe Biden? And you were talking about the attempt by many Democrats to try to say we need somebody else to head the ticket. He's too old, he's too vulnerable, he has too negative an opinion rating. But you suggested it might be a disaster for Democrats. It might be a disaster for the country to try to replace Joe Biden as the nominee of his party at this point. Why? What's the essence of the argument?
Yeah, well, the first point I made is, you know, I've had a chance to interview him several times since he became president. And the idea that he is a doddering, incoherent, senile old man is just not true. He's sharp. Believe me, he's very much in charge of that administration. People don't appreciate. Sometimes they think he's sort of like this doddering old grandpa guy, but he has a chip on the shoulder. He's a bit of a tough guy. He can be a very tough boss, and he is making the decisions. And I think we saw that very clearly over the last few weeks since the October 7th, since the Hamas attacks, that the policy you see, that's all for Joe Biden. That would not be happening if Joe Biden were not in the White House. It would be a lot less supportive of Israel administration if other Democrats were there. So my first argument is he's not losing it. The second argument is that Joe Biden in 2020 was the solution to the problems that Democrats had, which was that that party was drifting way too far left. If people remember, there was a debate sometime in that primary process where candidates were asked, would you basically decriminalize the border and basically allow free access to the border? And almost every hand in the Democratic primary process went up, and they all said, yeah, I'd decriminalize the border, which is just politically and substantively, in my view, insane. And so I think he was picked because he was the most moderate of the bunch. And people may not like him or disagree with him or not like his policies. But to my mind, if you want to see Donald Trump lose, he's still the strongest of the Democratic candidates. And if you get rid of him, I think you're probably stuck with Kamala Harris at this point. And to me, that would be a much worse outcome for the country and much better outcome for Donald Trump, which is, yes, frankly, I'm conservative. But
don't you think Donald Trump would love to run against Kamala Harris?
And they, you know, when you pick Harris or you pick Gavin Newsom or you pick Pete Buttigieg, it's, you know, there are a lot of people who just don't resonate with the kind of voters you need to win the White House. And Joe Biden at least has shown he can resonate. Now, I'd say the weakest part of my argument is that I thought as inflation came down and unemployment stayed low, Biden's approval ratings would rise. And so far, that is just not happening. So I'm a little sobered by the fact that his approval numbers are actually going in the wrong direction, not the right direction.
What about the issue of Ukraine? I know it's an issue you've written about passionately, and basically because you are not, I don't think you have an isolationist bone in your body. You believe that the United States needs to continue to be the leading force for decency and humanity in the broader world. Is that issue going to drag Biden down, especially if he's running against Donald Trump, or even, for that matter, Ron DeSantis, or let alone Vivek Ramaswamy, who's just particularly outspoken and, to me, loathsome on that issue. Could he turn that issue to his advantage?
Yeah, I think a majority of Americans still support our support for Ukraine, not a majority. And even in the Congress, you get the Republicans are split, and it's hard to tell. It used to be a majority of Republicans in the House supported Ukraine aid. That may be shifting as the months go by. But, you know, I do think if you can stand there as a person who says, you know, America has created an international world order that has allowed the blossoming of democracy and capitalism in the places where it's where it has blossomed. And if we withdraw, you will see the effects that the wolves like Vladimir Putin or Hamas feel that they have some opening. There's a foreign policy scholar named Robert Kagan who wrote a book called The Jungle Grows Back. And his point was it takes constant tending by the United States and its democratic allies to make sure we live in a civilized society. And as we withdraw, the forces of barbarism take encouragement and they attack. And the law of the jungle grows back. And to me, it's essential that we maintain our spot in the world, just not as a fighter, not as sending our troops into battle anywhere, but just offering some economic support, offering other kinds of support, just to make sure we live in a world that we're safe.
And again, there is such a obvious rallying of the other side in the relationships between Iran and China and Russia being lined up together with North Korea, for goodness sake. The idea of your guess as to the Republican nominee against Trump, do you believe that Trump is inevitably it?
I'd say he has a 95% chance. There's some possibility that I'm not foreseeing what will happen with these trials next spring, but, you know, if you take all the support that all his opponents have and you add it all up, it still doesn't equal Donald Trump's support.
And so, what happens is the more trials and the more verdicts against him and a new $10,000 fine seems only to build up his levels of support within the Republican Party. Levels of support for David Brooks and his new book, which has to do with the essential skills of being human, how to know a person. Check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with the latest on the Middle East.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The newly elected Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, assumed that role today and expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
He secured enough votes to clinch the speakership after three of his fellow Republicans made unsuccessful attempts. Both the U.S. and Russia, along with other nations, are urging for a temporary halt in the conflict between Israel and Hamas to enable humanitarian assistance to reach civilians in Gaza. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces have stated they are still responding to rocket attacks. An increasing number of Americans are suggesting that resorting to violence might be necessary to steer U.S. politics in the right direction. According to a survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute, 1/3 of Republicans and 13% of Democrats believe that patriots may have to resort to violence. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, as the world waits for the seemingly inevitable, or is it? There are now actually voices that are saying it is not inevitable. We're talking about the ground invasion of Gaza to wipe out Hamas definitively. There has been hesitation. Apparently it's controversial in Israel, the level of hesitation, because every week that people have been called up out of their jobs, out of their lives, out of their civilian lives, and they're there on the border, they're training and preparing. And yet the United States has pushed hard to get Israel to delay. And what is the purpose of the delay? The purpose of the delay is partially to try to get as many hostages out alive from the Hamas hell. It was described as a hell-like experience by one of the hostages that was released, named Lifshitz, just a couple of days ago. But meanwhile, at the UN, it's not a surprise that Israel is treated as a red-headed stepchild by the UN, is treated without much respect from the very creation of the modern state of Israel. There have been problems with the UN. At one point they had a Zionism equals racism resolution that had passed the General Assembly and finally got erased. But the Secretary General of the United Nations, Guterres, spoke to the Security Council yesterday and made this controversial statement about the origins of the current war. Listen, clip 9.
I have condemned unequivocally the horrifying and unprecedented 7 October acts of terror by Hamas in Israel. Nothing can justify the deliberate killing, injuring, and kidnapping of civilians or the launching of rockets against civilian targets. All hostages must be treated humanely and released immediately and without conditions. And I respectfully note the presence among us of members of their families. Excellencies, it is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence, their economy stifled, their people displaced, and their homes demolished. Their hopes for a political solution to their plight have been vanishing. But the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas, and those appalling attacks cannot justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
Okay, there is no collective punishment of the Palestinian people. There is a desire to prepare the ground. That's what this entire bombing campaign has been about the ground movement into Gaza to dismantle Hamas. The idea that basically it didn't happen in a vacuum and that there is an occupation and that there are settlements. Do you know how many settlements there are in Gaza? There were settlements there. They were uprooted and removed with the keys handed to a number of buildings and facilities. That happened back in 2005. And he talks about 56 years of suffocating occupation. There has not been a single sign or building or monument or street sign or listening post or anything Jewish or Israeli in Gaza since 2005. And in fact, in order to protect their safety and to avoid conflict, to claim that there is violence against the Palestinian people in Gaza, the violence has been by Islamic Jihad, which is like Hamas itself, a client of the Iranian regime. But certainly it hasn't been by Israel. And the idea that this invasion of Israel that killed 1,400 people and took 222 hostages, injured more than 3,000 people, some of them very grievously. I was reading about a young 9-year-old boy who lost his eye when the Hamas came into his home on Saturday morning. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Eli Cohen, took umbrage and rebuked Guterres for what he had said. This is the Israeli ambassador at the United Nations, clip 11.
Young babies, children are held in Gaza. This is beyond imagination. A living nightmare. Of three, 10 years old. Avigail, 3 years old. Maya, 17 years old. Raz, 4 years old. Aviv, 2 years old. Ariel, 4 years old. There are just a few of the many children and babies that have not seen evil. They have not caused evil, but they are victims of evil. These kids witness horror which cannot be described by word. Mr. Secretary General, in what world do you live? Definitely, this is not our world.
And then the Secretary General responded, rejecting Israel's claims that anything that he had said had justified the Hamas attacks. He spoke to the Security Council.
I am shocked by the misrepresentations by some of my statement yesterday in the Security Council as if I was justifying acts of terror by Hamas. This is false. It was the opposite. In the beginning of my intervention yesterday, I clearly stated, and I quote, "I have condemned unequivocally the horrifying and unprecedented 7 October acts of terror by Hamas in Israel. Nothing can justify the deliberate killing, injuring and kidnapping of civilians or the launching of rockets against civilian targets." End quote. Indeed, I spoke of the grievances of the Palestinian people. And in doing so, I also clearly stated, and I quote, "But the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas."
Okay, again, obviously he had to take away that, and not to repeat that one context for his statement, which is the attacks did not take place in a vacuum. If that doesn't sound as if what he's saying is that the victims of one of the most hideous attacks in all of history, I mean, certainly in modern history, in modern times of the 21st century, the level of that brutality, and especially now with the tapes they're putting forward, it's extraordinary. And that's why it's encouraging when the President of the United States actually speaks up and talks about the Gaza death toll and the distrust of Palestinian sources. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, President Biden expressed some doubts about some of the exaggerated death tolls that are being put out by the Palestinian Authority and by the spokespeople for Hamas in particular. Now, they're not the same, and there is, in fact, was a brief civil war between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, which Hamas won. And that's how they took over in Gaza, after they had won an election, which was the last election. It was in 2006. They haven't had an election in either Gaza or the West Bank or anywhere in the Palestinian Authority since then, which shows how difficult it's going to be to actually see or set up some kind of functioning Palestinian state if that continues to be the goal of U.S. policy. But here was President Biden talking about some of the distorted information that was provided, for instance, about that Al-Ali hospital in Gaza that wasn't destroyed, but there was a good deal of damage, and there were the estimates now by people who have actually researched it is that there were there may have been as many as 50 people who died there, which is horrible. But of course they gave the number 500 people who have died. There's no evidence of it, because you can actually look at the pictures, and the missile that was not an Israeli missile, it was a rocket misfired by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. That rocket did not leave a crater or blow up or act like other rockets, certainly one that wasn't aimed at the hospital. In any event, here was President Biden speaking, I think, frankly, sanely and reassuringly about the reports of the ongoing Gaza death toll. This is clip 14.
Palestinians are telling the truth about how many people are killed. I'm sure innocents have been killed, and it's the price of waging a war. I think we should be incredibly careful. I think not we, the Israelis, should be incredibly careful to be sure that they're focusing on going after the folks that are propagating this war against Israel. And it's against their interest when that doesn't happen. But I have no confidence in the number that the Palestinians are using.
Okay, and that actually goes together with a very important column written by Brett Stevens, who has spent time in Israel. He was at one point editor of the Jerusalem Post. And, in fact, he's over there now. He was going to come on our show, and I hope he will soon. But Brett writes in the New York Times, Western audiences will never grasp the nature of the current conflict until they internalize one central fact. In Israel, as in every other democracy, political and military officials sometimes lie. But journalists hold them to account, tell the stories they want to tell, and don't live in fear of midnight knocks on the door. The Palestinian territories, by contrast, are republics of fear. Fear of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank and fear of Hamas in Gaza. The Palestinians are neither more nor less honest than people elsewhere, but as in any tyrannical or fanatical regime, those who stray from the approved line put themselves at serious risk. This is a truth that only rarely slips out, but when it does, it's revealing. During the first major Israel-Hamas war in 2008 and 2009, Palestinian groups claimed the death toll was mostly civilian, with roughly 1,400 people killed. But a Palestinian doctor working in Gaza's Shifa Hospital told a different story. Palestinian doctor. The number of deceased stands at no more than 500 to 600, he said. Most of them are youths between the ages of 17 to 23 who were recruited to the ranks of Hamas, who sent them to the slaughter, said this Palestinian doctor. Tellingly, according to the Israeli news site Ynet, the doctor wished to remain unidentified out of fear for his life. Or take the case of Hani al-Aga, a Palestinian journalist who was jailed for weeks and tortured by Hamas in 2019. In that case, the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate took the extraordinary step of condemning al-Aga's arrest and torture as an attempt to intimidate journalists in Gaza Strip who are subject to repressive police authority. That's in quotes. Yet outside of a few news releases, the story received little coverage in wider media. Only rarely do Western audiences understand the full extent to which information emerging from Gaza is suspect, at least until it has been extensively and independently corroborated by journalists who aren't living in fear of Hamas and don't need to protect someone who is. Readers who wouldn't normally be inclined to believe man-in-the-street interviews in, say, Pyongyang in North Korea, or regime pronouncements coming out of the Kremlin, should be equally skeptical about the phrase, Palestinian officials say. And that goes to especially a fraught period of time like this, when the next step remains unclear. There's a significant report by Stephen Erlanger, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the New York Times. And he has a piece under the heading, Israel Plans to Demolish Hamas, But Who Will Govern Gaza? As Israeli soldiers have massed to enter Gaza in force, the defense minister has promised them, you see Gaza now from a distance, you will soon see it from inside. Yet despite this vow from the minister, Yoav Gallant, it is not clear when Israel will mount a ground invasion. And if the government appears hesitant to enter Gaza more than 2 weeks since the Hamas attack that killed more than 1,400 Israelis, there are good reasons to be. What lies ahead is a kind of sustained urban warfare that the country's military forces have not encountered for nearly a decade, and in pursuit of a political end that remains unclear. Aside from vanquishing Hamas, which controls Gaza, so that it can never again threaten Israeli citizens. Hovering over everything is the political conundrum of what happens to Gaza after the war ends. Once in, how does Israel get out? Once it has dismantled Hamas, if it can, to whom will it hand the keys? If Hamas no longer governs Gaza, who will? Tom Beckett, a retired lieutenant general of the British Army and executive director of the Middle East for the International Institute of Strategic Studies, wrote in a brief analysis, "No matter how successful the operation proves in defeating Hamas as a military organization, Hamas's political imperative and the population support for the resistance will continue. Israel either reoccupies Gaza to control it, or by withdrawing after an offensive cedes ground to people for whom the resistance is existence, and what they call the resistance. However complete a military victory, in other words, in an interview, a political goal that is too ambitious could result in frustration or failure." As this decision shapes up, Erlanger writes about the possibility of UN involvement. "The difficulty there is none of the sides to this conflict trust the UN or can rely on the UN. One of the things that's fascinating is the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has proposed what seems a much more workable idea, which is assembling an international coalition, including some of the same countries like France and Germany and Italy that are supporting Ukraine in its struggle, to unite in a coalition against Hamas. And that does not necessarily involve any occupation of space, but involves setting up an alternative government that could actually work in the Gaza Strip. Will that happen? Who knows? Nor is the timing public yet about when the ground mission begins. We will find out, and find out about what's next for Congress in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.